Be guarded. St. Helena, California, January 11, 1906. I have words to speak to our people. We are passing through a very special experience, and it becomes our duty to guard every word written and spoken. It is time for us to search our own hearts and to heed the words of Christ. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Matthew 11, verse 28 to 30. Let every church now watch unto prayer. Let there be seasons of most earnest prayer. Let every disciple of Christ humble his heart, emptying his mind of all injurious thoughts toward those whom the Lord has used. Let there be encouraged a deep, thorough sense of our individual responsibility as the Lord's human agencies, through whom He can work and reveal His Spirit. Let us most earnestly seek the Lord for His wisdom and for daily guidance. As difficulties present themselves, Satan is a most willing helper. Be guarded, and let your weapon be the weapon used by Christ. It is written. Whatever may be the circumstances, there is need of claiming by faith the Spirit of God. The Spirit will, in times of necessity, give more grace, planting the truth in mind and heart and soul, controlling the entire mind and all the affections, taking the words of Christ and impressing them upon the soul. The precious words of truth, we believe, obeyed by the disobedient, would change his whole life. Therefore, we have in our possession the balm for sin, the truth, a working power and efficiency in the wise believer. This truth, lived out in the daily life, will be a savor of life unto life. Let there be among us a people deep heart-searching. Let us be solemn and earnest and true and tender of spirit. The world is to perish in sin unless convinced of the truth by the working of the Spirit of God on the hearts of those claiming to be children of God. The truth lived in the daily life. This is the only thing that will convince unbelievers that there is a reality in the profession made by believers. Those who claim to serve Christ are to have the truth planted deep in their own hearts, for they are living epistles, known and read of all men. Let everyone search his own heart and be willing to spend and be spent to win souls to Jesus Christ, to save those who are ready to perish. Let us dig deep now and plead for the power of the Holy Spirit to break the snare of Satan upon our brother. Speak kindly, disinterestedly. Let your own hearts be broken by the love of Christ, and you may save a soul from death and hide a multitude of sins. Seek the Lord while He may be found. Call upon Him while He is nigh. Let this be a time when Jesus Christ shall find entrance to the soul. Do not, I beg of you, cause division, if any means can be used to melt and subdue the soul. Let there be a special seeking of the Lord. The heart is to be cleansed from all unrighteousness. Confess your faults one to another, and pray for one another, that you may experience the healing power of the grace of Christ. Let the heart break before God, and bear in mind that the Lord is our judge, the Lord is our lawgiver, the Lord is our King. Let us confess and forsake our sins. The Holy One has given us rules of guidance for every soul. From His law, the standard of character, there can be no sinless swerving. God's will is the principle of holiness. Let us take time to seek God, for as the matter is presented to me, we need holiness. If we have it not, we must learn the first lessons of how to walk before God with a perfect heart. Seek the Lord and confess your sins, and let the Holy Spirit soften and subdue the soul.